Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When Susan McKeown and Lawrence Glamberg first sang together, they found a connection that took them by surprise. Susan is the Grammy-winning Irish folk singer, and Glamberg is the lead singer of the world-renowned group The Klezmatics.
Together, they are Saints and Sodics, a rich fusion of traditional Irish music and Yiddish folk songs. This is the song Oakum from their 2009 self-titled album.
Saints and Sodics will be performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville as part of the Boston Jewish Music Festival. And Susan McKeown and Lauren Glamberg join us now in the studio. Susan and Lauren, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
I should also say that you have brought a guitarist, Chris Kyle, as well. We'll be hearing you play it in a little bit. So welcome to you, Chris, as well. So Susan and Lauren, let me just start by asking, can you briefly tell us the story of how the two of you came together?
We started working together when the Klezmatics started working on their Woody Guthrie project. And that was the first concert we were just remembering the other day. It was December 19th, 2003, when we performed with Arlo Guthrie at 92nd Street Y. Uh-huh. And they had asked me to work with them. And Lauren and I were already fans of each other as singers. But that was when we first got the opportunity to work together. And we did two albums with the Klezmatics of Woody Guthrie lyrics. And then said we didn't want it to end for us. We had so much fun. So that's how Saints and Sodics began.
Well, and it's interesting because it seems like both, obviously, Yiddish music and Gaelic music have their own very deep and strong traditions. At what point in time did you realize that there was so much overlap, or there was the ability to bring them together?
I know that there are people who've done this before, particularly Andy Statman and Dedannon did some work with Irish and Yiddish stuff, but it was mostly instrumental music. The idea that these two people who have a lot of stories of immigration and how their songs change from one going from one place to another and how the songs shared the same themes, it's something that we started exploring repertoire and we discovered that there was all this shared material and plus we really like singing together, so that helped a lot.
Well, let's just hear some of this. How does tell us a little bit about what you're about to sing and perform for us and describe how it all comes together and give our ears a treat.
Well, this piece we're going to do is kind of the centerpiece of our album, which is called Saints and Sodics, and it's called Prayer for the Dead. It's a medley of three pieces, and the first piece you'll hear is an Irish song that was actually first published in Boston in 1867 under a pseudonym by a composer, Patrick Gilmore, who'd heard versions of it before, but we're doing the version that was published in London 4 years later called, well, the version here was called When Johnny Comes Marching Home, but this version is called Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, which ended up becoming a great anti-war song.
Yeah, and the second song is one that originated as a Ukrainian war song in the World War I period and was later adapted as a Yiddish song about the horrors of war.
And then we finally go into a piece that's in Latin and Gaelic, and it's written by a Donegal monk who was born about 1086. So that's a really old song.
So this is Susan McKeown and Lauren Glamberg about to perform Prayer for the Dead.
While going the road to sweet Athy, haroo, haroo. While going the road to sweet Athy, haroo, haroo. While going the road to sweet Athy, a stick in my hand and a tear in my eye, a doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ya, with your guns and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling, dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
You know, weiß gefahren, fährt der Welt der Euwe. Bin heus gefahren, fährt der Welt der Daten, liegt der gehärgete Sellen der Euwe. Dorten liegt der gehärgete Sellen der Euwe. Und sein Körper ist zerrissen, Euwe. Und sein Körper ist zerrissen, von sein Ewe tut Blut fließen, Euwe. Von sein Ewe tut Blut fließen, Euwe. Drei Brüder sind einander laufen, Euwe. Oi, drei Brüder sind einander laufen, und einem hat nebach die Keul getroffen, Euwe. Hab der Bucht die Keul getroffen, Euwe.
Where are your eyes that looked so mild, Haroo, Haroo? Where are your eyes that looked so mild, Haroo, Haroo? Where are your eyes that looked so mild when my poor heart you first beguiled? Why did you leave me and the child, Johnny, I hardly knew? With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Wer wird noch mir kaddisch sorgen, Euwe? Wer wird noch mir Kaddisch sagen? Wer wird mein Licht noch tragen, Euwe? Wer wird mein Licht noch tragen, Euwe? Wer wird noch gehen noch meine Weihe, Euwe? Wer wird noch gehen noch meine Weihe, Eu, das Viertel, das Getreie, Euwe? Das Fädel, das Getreie, Euwe. Schwarze Vögel kommen zu fliehen, Euwe. Schwarze Vögel kommen zu fliehen, setz dich auf mein Käferien, Euwe. Setz dich auf mein Käferien, Euwe.
Where are the legs with which you'd run, Haroo? Haroo, where are the legs with which you'd run, Haroo, Haroo? Where are the legs with which you'd run when first you went to carry a gun? Oh, indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Schwarze Vögel fliegen schwind, Euwe. Schwarze Vögel fliegen schwind, und sag mein Mom, ich bin gesinnt, Euwe. Sag mein Mom, ich bin gesinnt, Euwe. Mame, Mame, nimm dir Essen, Euwe. Mame, Mame, nimm dir Essen, hast dein Sohn schon vergessen, Euwe. Hast dein Sohn schon vergessen, Euwe.
I'm happy for to see you home, Haroo, Haroo. I'm happy for to see you home, Haroo, Haroo. I'm happy for to see you home, all from the island of Ceylon. So low in the flesh, so high in the bone, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haroo, Haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya with your guns and drums and drums and guns. Peru, Peru, with your guns and drums and drums and guns. Peru, Peru, with your guns and drums and drums and guns. The enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Deus me, Deus adiuva me, tordum dochia larga vigilde, tordum dochia larga vigilde. Domine da quod peto a te, turdum gaudi in lagrim langle, turdum gaudi in lagrim langle.
Susan McKeown and Lawrence Glamberg, they performed together as Saints and Sadiqs, playing a song called Prayer for the Dead live in the Radio Boston studios. They were joined by guitarist Chris Kyle. Wow. You know, in listening to that song, you know, it's easy to hear how the traditions flow together. But I'm just wondering, in your own words, what do you think are the natural similarities between Irish and Yiddish music that allows this unison to happen?
Something that's obvious to people, I think, on first listening, is that the songs, the lament quality, the longing in the sad songs, and then the capacity for the instrumental and the livelier songs too. You just want to get up on your feet and dance in both.
not in that particular one, but yeah, sure.
There's some of the obvious qualities in the two obvious, you know, aspects of Yiddish and Irish music that are very strong.
And just finding that how these two songs interlock. There's other songs that we do where we actually sing them at the same time. We've figured out a way to kind of combine them where we're overlapping the actual songs, which is pretty cool too. But we found that each song, you know, we took a different tack with each of the songs.
So how, maybe it's just different for every song, but how do you go about making these arrangements then?
Well, we'd studied the songs. I mean, we started our rehearsals at the Evo Institute, where Lauren has worked and teaches song and has been studying and researching Yiddish song. And then he knew a lot about Irish song too. So we would look at the background, at the lyrics. Sometimes the melodies might have been slightly different, but in some cases we were able to bring together an arrangement where Lauren would be singing the original Yiddish melody and I will be singing the melody from the Irish, but we found a way to make them sit together very comfortably.
Have you discovered anything new about the music itself by trying to bring these two traditions together?
Anything new?
Or has it deepened your understanding in a way that surprises you?
I think that it's sort of enabled audiences for each kind of music to appreciate the other in a way that maybe they hadn't thought of before.
That's certainly true.
And you know, and we certainly draw people from, you know, from with different musical interests. So it's always nice to, you know, the audience that the show brings in when we do get a chance to perform it. Mm.
And in the last couple of seconds that we have, that the song that you perform, "Prayer for the Dead," I think, obviously the. Chris did a great job on guitar, but mm-hmm. it's your voices which were so affecting. And I've read that you, Susan, refer to yourself and Lauren as being singers who are really interested in voices. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we were drawn to the same kind of things in our own in music from Yiddish and Irish music when we were teenagers. But when I heard Lauren's voice, I said, "That's a singer. There's a certain kind of singer whose voice attracts me, and I know how he's thinking about voices and about his singing. I can tell the thought process is." So,
well, we can see that process in action on stage, and it's glorious. Grammy Award winning Irish singer Susan McKeown and Klezmatics lead singer Lauren Sklamberg, together they are Saints and Sodics. They're performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville. There's information about it at radioboston.org. Thank you both for coming.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Magna.
Ashenam Hartzikin Dank.
Gurav Mahagat.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.